This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, New Year's Eve edition. We are here in the studio tonight, and of course, as always, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we're going to go right back into the discussion that we were having with Will Coley. He is one of the folks over at Muslims for Liberty. Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. It's a great organization of liberty-loving folks who are also Muslims and who are doing their best to help spread those ideas within the Muslim community and also help correct misinformation outside of the Muslim community about Muslims and about Islam. And that's what we're doing here tonight. It's turned into an episode here of Ask a Muslim. And we'll continue here because Matt is on the line in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. We had cited some information earlier from a website that is called MuhammadFactCheck.org, which I've enjoyed. It had a lot of citations in it to show that the religion of Islam is a religion of peace based on the original teachings of Muhammad. And, Matt, you say you want to counter that by citing a different website called The Religion of Peace. Was it .com or .org or what, Matt?
Well, it's that, but I think one thing that's funny, did you guys listen to the news while we were on the break?
Well, there's different news in different...
I wonder who did that. You know why they're parking sanitation trucks in the intersections in New York tonight? Who are they worried about? So what you're giving is a very westernized view of what someone in America who's westernized and secularized thinks Islam really is.
No, actually, it's not that. It's actually citing...
It in most of the world.
No, it's okay. So there's a difference between radicals who've misunderstood or misinterpreted on purpose what Muhammad said and then what he actually said. But let's bring Will Coley back on the line here, Will. Is your interpretation just, you know, a Western hick in Tennessee's interpretation, or are you actually citing actual historical documents and information about Muhammad?
Well, my favorite scholar is Shihab al-Din al-Qarafi, who lived in the 12th century. He was a Maliki scholar. That's the school of jurisprudence that I study. It's the second largest school of Islamic jurisprudence in Sunni Islam. And he's my favorite because in a time when the political leaders were Malikis and the scholar, quote-unquote, religious scholars that they hired also purported to be Malikis, and he stood against them and their pro-centralization of power, anti-religious minorities rhetoric, and was imprisoned, tortured. But today he is regarded as one of the highest and most well-known scholars of the Maliki school of jurisprudence, and specifically famous because of the fact that he stood against the state when they attempted to hire scholars that would basically rubber stamp whatever the state did, including the oppression of religious minorities, which Qarafi spoke out against and had his arms broken for speaking out against, literally. So I study scholars. I mean, you can call religion of peace what you choose to. I call them Orientalist polemics because they cite books that have disclaimers in the beginning that state that they're not books of history as books of history. So you take that for what you will from a website that's claiming to be an authentic source of information when they don't share with their readers that they're citing books that state they're not authenticated.
I got a question. Am I still on?
Yep, you're here.
Who broke his arms?
The state.
The state
leadership had him.
What kind of state is it? Was it an Islamic government state?
It was a Maliki. That's what I just got through saying, was that there was a Maliki government in control, and they tried to centralize power and prevent other schools of thought from
exactly
shooting as they chose.
See, what you're saying is the exception.
He is seen today.
And the person who believed that way was had his arms broken. That's not what most of them are thinking at the time.
Again, as I said, today he is seen as one of the greatest Islamic scholars of the Maliki school of thought.
By you.
And why he is seen that way is because he stood against the state. Imam Malik himself stood against the state and was tortured for standing up against quote-unquote Muslim government under the Umayyads.
What's
the Umayyads
up?
Decentralized
power. I got one
power.
More question. What, Will, is that your name, Will? I'm sorry.
Will Coley is with us, yeah.
Will, what do you think would happen to you if we took you over to Saudi Arabia or took you to Iran and dropped you off and said, here, we want you to talk to the people over here and tell them how it really is? What do you think would happen to you?
Well, probably the same thing that happened to a friend of mine who was a Canadian imam who rails against the Saudi state as much as I do. When he went for Hajj, as soon as he stepped off the airplane, he was placed into handcuffs by the Saudi government and placed under arrest for anti-government statements. So I would assume, because of the work that I've done in attempting to undermine the state of in the Saudi government, I would probably be subject to the same thing.
Well, I don't have a problem with you, but the radio hosts, they're going out of their way to defend Islam and make it seem like anybody who has a negative opinion is just misinformed. No, I'm sorry. People who are saying you're the exception, and I don't know why you're trying to defend it.
Are you, who are you talking to? Me? Ian, the host of the show? Daryl, the host of the show? Will, the guest here? Who are you addressing that statement?
Ian.
Okay, well, I'm defending my understanding of what the orthodox view of Muslims are. That is not to say what the views of radicals are, but you seem to have the belief that the supermajority of Muslims are radicals and that they want to kill you. Is that your belief, Matt?
Not Muslims in America, but Muslims generally around the world.
That's what I'm talking about. So you believe the supermajority of Muslims,
like,
just to clarify, you believe the supermajority of Muslims in the world are, you know, people who want to kill you. Is that right?
Outside of America, not necessarily kill you.
Right. There's barely any Muslims in America.
The majority of Muslims don't live in the United States.
That's what I'm saying.
So if the majority of the majority wants to kill people, then that would be a supermajority.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, Will,
let's talk numbers here. Even if it's 10% of the people around the world, that's still a whole lot of people. And that's probably about what it is. 10% who are violent.
I'd like you to respond to that. Will, what are your thoughts?
On the 10% number?
The numbers, yeah. I mean, how many of the world's Muslims are peaceful versus crazed killers?
Well, the supermajority are just people that want to live their lives. And most, even with the people that are crazed killers, they're not people who started out as that. They're people who are victims of circumstance, children killed, parents killed, houses bombed. You know, these aren't people that just woke up one day and decided that they hated America. They woke up one day and they didn't have a house anymore, and there was a bomb scrap in the middle of where their living used to be that said "Made in America" on it. You know, so they have reasons why they have these animosities. And the Westerners who are leaving and going and joining these groups, what they're finding when they check the internet history of these people is that they're Googling and ordering things like the Idiot's Guide to the Quran or the Complete Idiot's Guide to Islam. So these are people that they're not practicing. Even the most recent of our government surveys and investigations have shown that groups like Al-Qaeda and groups like ISIS actually purposefully avoid looking for people who have any kind of credential or degree or background in religion or Islamic studies or studies of fiqh or anything else. They actually purposely look for those who are non-practicing, who have grown up in places where they didn't really learn anything about the religion. They either know what their mom and dad taught them, which wasn't much, or what the local village elder taught them, which wasn't right. And those are the people they target. They want people that they can teach them their version of the religion in order to use that as a way to influence their judgment and the decisions that they make. And that's
Will, hold on for one moment here. Can you stay with us for another segment?
Sure.
I want to ask you about what are the teachings of Muhammad about the state? Because a lot of the atrocities are being implemented by state actors in so-called Islamic states. Thanks, Matt, for your call.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue with Ask a Muslim. We've got Will Coley on the line with us here. He is on actually Skype. That's why he sounds so great, calling us from Tennessee. And we're going to bring him back in a moment. But I also want to let you know about a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners over at HostGator. It's one of the top hosting companies out there. Hosting what? Websites. Blogs. You want to start up a website or blog coming up here in 2017? Check out HostGator over at HostGator.com/FTL. That gets you 50% off of their regular prices. And that's at the higher tiers of ordering. So if you get like a 2-year or 3-year plan, you get the full 50% off, which you're going to want to do anyway because it locks in the discount for that time frame. So go to HostGator.com/FTL. They got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands, plus a 99.99% uptime rating. So get started over at HostGator.com/FTL for that 50% off deal. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, but actually I wanted to ask Will a question here, because a lot of the time, Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, a lot of the time the objections, we've heard some of it tonight, about Islam come from people who are looking at the actions of states in the Middle East. So looking at, you know, the people who elect those people or the dictators or whatever it is that's going on in those various different states.
Or looking in the case of Saudi Arabia, a royal family that decreed right. themselves to be the rulers over the land.
So looking at them, looking at the policies, the rules that are being forced upon people in those states and saying, see, Islam's bad. But what would have been the teachings of Muhammad in his day about the idea of the state and how Muslims should think about the state? Your thoughts?
Well, it's the first thing I want to touch on in answering the question is kind of directed at what Daryl said while you were asking the question. The sect of Islam that you see right now that has gained prominence through, you know, the media because of extremism, itself was a major, major minority group, was almost wiped out by the Ottomans until they had a political alliance with the Al Saud family, who then had a political alliance with England, and that's how they rose to power. So the way that the sect that now has so much power gained it to begin with was because it was not that the Saudis themselves dubbed themselves the king of Saudi Arabia, but that England did so. The British crown decreed them the kings of Saudi Arabia, and since then they have set about using the wealth of that country to export their versions and their understanding of Islam.
Well, they did not object to being declared the king of the land, so they were fighting to gain themselves.
That power to begin with. That's why the English liked them, was because they were already doing really crazy guerrilla war, like the kind of stuff that you see ISIS doing today. That's what the Saudis were doing 100 years ago. That's what got England's attention. That's why England poured money into them to help with their efforts to destabilize the Umayyads. Now, as far as the Prophet ﷺ's ideas on the state, well, I look at the example of what he set up to kind of get my understanding of that. And what he set up in Medina was a society where, you know, Christians ruled over Christians, Jews ruled over Jews, Muslims ruled among Muslims. Everybody had their own court system, their own social systems, their own markets. And they didn't live separate from each other, but on top of each other. And it was a pluralist society, and it was all built based on contracts. Muhammad's tribe has a contract with this Jewish tribe that they won't fight each other, and that anyone who tries to fight either one of them, the Muslims will protect the Jews will protect the Muslims. Mm-hmm. The Ansar, who lived in Medina at the time, were a Christian tribe that lived there. They had the same kind of contracts with the Jews, and they had the same kind of contracts with the Muslims. And the only time there was any issue with Muslims and any, or Christians or Jews in that area getting along, was when there were certain Jewish tribes who violated the treaty because they felt that the Meccans would win if there was a war, so they attempted to open the rear gates of the city and allow a Meccan army to overrun the city and that created an issue. The Jewish leaders of the area had a trial for those people and then brought the guilty subjects who had tried to open the gates of the city to foreign invaders to the prophet for punishment. But the punishment had already been established by the Jewish courts. The Jewish courts tried them under Jewish law. Everything that was done with this Jewish tribe was done separate of Muhammad. Muhammad didn't try him. They weren't tried in Muslim courts or by Muslim laws. The Jews tried these people among themselves, and it was done among the Jews because that's the way these treaties worked. And that's what I see as a voluntary society. Is different groups, different families, different communities having these kind of contracts with each other where they'll protect one another and they won't fight amongst themselves and they'll find outside non-biased mediators if there's any issue between the two groups. And that I think is that sounds like freedom to me. And that's what the Prophet set up while he was alive. So that gives me the idea of what he thought a state should look like is this completely decentralized thing where each group kind of does what they want to do among themselves.
In the same physical geographic area compared to now where we have the state of these people who rule with, you know, an iron fist over a geographic area. It doesn't matter who's within their purview. They are their subjects.
Yes.
And some of them cloak themselves.
You have the Muslim social standard for women of being covered and being quote-unquote modest. But when Muhammad was alive, you have women who weren't Muslim who walked around in the marketplace with bare breasts. Well, why would they do that? Well, because they're not Muslim. And what Muslim social standards there are don't apply to them because, well, they're not Muslim. So why would it? That was the idea of the way things should be. And then once he died, and you had those first few successors, once the Umayyads, who created a dynasty, an empire, once they got their hands on it, everything changed. And that started this evolution toward what we have today. Hmm. But that was started when people who wanted to centralize power, I mean, they killed Muhammad's grandchildren. That's the kind of people we're talking about here. Hmm. They got control of the religion. And that began, you know, that lust for power, constant conquest that's laid at the feet of Muhammad, but actually came from those who are actually they were the grandchildren of the tribal leaders that Muhammad was resisting.
Well, Colleen, we do have another caller on the line. You want to stick with this and continue Ask a Muslim? You got time?
Works for me, man.
Will's here.
My kids are watching cartoons, so.
All right, man. Hang on. Will's here from Muslims for Liberty, muslims4liberty.org, if you want to check out more from him. And we'll continue with your calls. If you've got a question for Will, we'll get you on here. Also, if you don't have a question for Will, you can still call in about anything that you want. Just stand by. We'll get to you coming up here as well. This is Free Talk Live on New Year's Eve.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com.
FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, New Year's Eve edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Will Coley on the line. He is one of the founders, the creators of Muslims for Liberty, Muslims4Liberty.org. If you want to learn more about them, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, if you're considering insurance, health insurance, or maybe you already have it, but you're tired of it, you want to see what other options there are out there, well, you don't have to have insurance. In fact, HealthExcellenceSelect.com can actually give you freedom from insurance. And they give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, and a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and the price. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue with Will Coley here with us from Muslims for Liberty. Will, thanks for sticking with us here for what is now, I think, going on a full hour of just kind of fielding questions and answering misinformation and lies about Islam and also some of the, you know, the people out there that claim to be part of Islam but have completely misinterpreted or purposely misinterpreted the teachings of Muhammad.
Right, and let me see if I can give sort of an example or comparison that, you know, people that call themselves Christians might be able to understand.
Okay.
The extremists within Islam are akin to the Westboro Baptist Church within Christianity.
Yeah, but they would point out that the Westboro Baptist Church isn't out, you know, decapitating people.
Yeah, I would disagree with that. I would say that extremists within the Muslim community are more similar to there is an extremist community in southwestern India of Christians that have been they've made the news, but not big. in the way it would happen if the same thing had happened in, say, Syria or Pakistan, it would have been like front page. But since it was India and it was Christians, it's acknowledged, but very, very quietly.
Right. So most Americans,
your effort of forced conversion. They're a Christian group. They're trying to create a Christian state, similar to the, to ISIS trying to create an Islamic state in southern India. And they're using violence, murder, forced conversion as a way to do this. Jeez. And the government's really not doing anything about it. They're just kind of ignoring it because, they don't really care. But they're forcibly converting Hindus and forcibly converting local Muslims to Christianity. So I would say that the extremism is more akin to something like you're seeing there, or like militant groups that you're seeing in Central Africa.
And most
the
Americans,
rise of the support of militancy among American evangelicals, where rather than getting their own hands dirty, they will vote for and advocate that the state just drop a bomb and kill tens of thousands, because somehow that's more moral than going in and committing a terrorist attack with a truck, or lopping someone's head off.
Good point.
If they're separated from their body via hellfire missile.
Right, and if we're going to
moral structure.
If we're going to give examples from outside of the United States, and I was just giving, something that Americans, they've heard of Westboro Baptist Church, they've not heard of the group in southern India. Let's just compare them to Constantine, who, when he was emperor, decreed that everybody in his empire had to be a Christian.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically the same thing, and it's completely against, on his deathbed, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam swore to his followers' faces that if they ever attempted to oppress the non-Muslims living amongst them through intimidation, through taxes, through any type of oppression, that he would testify against them before God on the day of judgment. So it's a major thing. It's the reason why. If you were able to get your hands on a copy of Dabiq, which is the magazine that ISIS puts out,
right.
Every major popular contemporary Islamic scholar is on their list to be assassinated.
Oh, wow.
From Hamza Yusuf, from white Western voices like Hamza Yusuf and Keith Ellison, all the way to Yemeni scholars like Habib Ali al-Jifri.
Let's bring Jim on the line here. He's been waiting in Hibbing, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Jim, you're on with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty.
Good evening, gentlemen. I've really enjoyed what I've been listening to while I've been on hold, and I've learned a lot more, I think, in depth about how Will views things, because I had some doubts. And to start out with, I'd like to say that if we're going to compare radical Islam, which, after the last statement Will made, there's a serious amount of them out there that are trying to cause problems. My understanding is there's been over 1 million Christians slaughtered in the Mideast in the last several years during all of this that we're just not hearing anything about. But I would compare it to, if I had to compare something in America, I would compare it to slavery. That's something that's a stain on our history that needs to be acknowledged. And that was the entrapment and the use of other people. That's not why I called, but, you guys were talking about it. And the other thing I'd like to make a point of is that I understand now that Will is reading the book and trying to translate Muhammad's true belief, which is an honorable and a needed thing, and I've learned a lot listening to him. But ironically, in one of his statements, he says, right from the very beginning, Muhammad's offspring were slaughtered, and the battle started already then, the warring amongst the Muslims that apparently couldn't understand the teachings properly. You know, and we've got that in every religion, so I'm not going to try to defend anybody. I think it's just nature. That's that power thing again. But, to say that American bombs have caused some things, or governments, before America was even invented, there was religious wars between the religions.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I talked to was a Hindu at a seminar. And we talked a little bit. I enjoy hearing about other people's countries and their histories. And I just asked him, I says, how do you deal with the Muslims along your border in the Hindu Kush? Because they've been warring for a long time. And Hindu is a true religion of peace. and they don't even want to kill a fly. And he said, we had to form a branch of our religion whose sole purpose is to fight physically and hand-to-hand with the Muslims to try to defend the rest of us that aren't in that part of our sect. So, you know, it's interesting. It would be ideal if the teachings of Muhammad could be interpreted the way Will does, and I appreciate the fact that he's standing up, as some other Muslims are, and trying to fight this and beat it back. And I also agree with the host that anytime you get religion and government working together, it's not for the good of the people.
Yeah, things get really ugly in that case. Jim, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Will, anything you want to add there?
Well, in India, I guess the best example of how the relationship in India has existed is the political leader who built the Taj Mahal. He was an egalitarian. He was known for good Hindu, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, pluralist relations within his quote-unquote kingdom. His son, who was supposed to be his successor, was also known for being the same kind of a man. But the younger son decided he wanted the throne, and he murdered the older son who was supposed to take the throne, imprisoned the father. Actually, the story goes that he brought his older brother's head to his father on a platter for lunch while he was imprisoned in a tower. And then, when he gained political power, went on a pogrom of what could be seen as nothing else but ethnic cleansing of Hindus across India.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that there's both. It's not just the one or just the other. Both have existed. One is proper and correct. And that's what really matters, is who was correct in what they were doing. And the father was who was correct in the way he ran the kingdom, not the younger son who took the kingdom through treachery and then used that power as a way to oppress and attempt to ethnically cleanse the religious minority of the area.
Well, it's always enlightening, interesting to hear you speak, and you're so well educated. I appreciate your time here tonight. Enjoy your New Year's with your family.
Absolutely. You guys have a great night. Thanks. Tell everybody to listen in tomorrow night for our year in review on the Call to Freedom.
That's right. We'll talk about that later. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on, you know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this live New Year's Eve edition of the show. Unlike pretty much every other show out there, we're actually here live. And we'll be here live again tomorrow night for the New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live. And then finally, well, everybody can get back to work next week. Sometimes the holidays really drag on me because it's hard to get stuff done during these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you had asked me yesterday because I had to go down to the mailbox place. You said, hey, while you're down there, find out if they're going to be open Monday because I'm expecting some really important mail.
Yep.
And I asked, and they said, nope, and we're closed on Saturday as well. So taking a three-day weekend.
Yeah, basically taking
taking a
good chunk of the week off, essentially. But you know what? Hey, you earned it, right? So take some time off, but then let's all get back to work next week, okay? Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jerry. He's in Maryland. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you in Maryland tonight?
Hagerstown.
Hagerstown. All right, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Well, we got a whole lot of information on Muslims that... My thing is that our problem worldwide is the population. In my lifetime, the world population went from 2 billion to 7 billion.
Okay.
And every year, every 50 years, the population is doubling. And you can see what's happening all around the world is because of that. So I'm thinking global warming and Muslims and... all this other kind of stuff has got to be minimal in the next 50 years when it gets about 15 billion.
Now, what is it that you believe is the problem with the population growing? What's wrong with that?
Well, the problem is to see what's going on now. With the people moving all around, all over the world, and our country here is losing jobs and stuff.
When people come here, this is actually a topic we'd wanted to get back into, was immigration earlier tonight.
Yeah.
When people come into the United States, and by the way, there's plenty of open space in the United States. I think it's, 96% or 97% completely, undeveloped, basically. There's, a lot of open
space. I don't know
space.
The percentage, it's but I know it's a lot.
Yeah. There's only very, very few. You know, the percentage of urbanized areas in the U.S. is very low. And so there's plenty of room here for people to come in. But the thing is, when people come into a place, they bring both supply and demand. Isn't that right, Daryl? Isn't that kind of what you wanted to touch on?
Right. And specifically what I wanted to touch on.
Hold on a minute there, Jerry. Let's make this point here, and then you can keep going.
Specifically what I wanted to touch on was the way that supply and demand affects the cost of labor, where most people understand how supply and demand drive the cost of goods, but, you know, it also works in regards to labor, which is a service, which, you know, some people could say, you know, is alongside a good, because it's something that people buy and sell. And when you have more people looking for work than there is work, then, you know, the cost of labor is going to go up. When there are fewer people, or rather, it goes down when there are fewer people looking for work, and, you know, there's a bunch of jobs. People, hey, well, you know, I'll offer you a competitive wage. And, you know, you'd see prices or the cost of labor going up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's the supply and demand that applies to labor as well as goods. And when you have more people in an area, then there's going to be more demand for both services and products, which then creates more jobs, more supply, more demand.
Were the market able to actually work in a free situation, which we don't really have, we don't have a free market. So you've got things like the cost of labor is restricted at the bottom end by the government, and it's right. Minimum wage, for instance, which kind of throws things out of whack. But go ahead, Jerry, with your thoughts.
Well, you just said it. The government setting minimum wage. Minimum wage is actually set by just what you said, supply and demand of labor as opposed to...
No, it is not. The minimum wage is set arbitrarily by governments.
Yeah. Right. It should be set based on supply and demand.
Basically, worldwide, is being set by the amount of people that need a job to what jobs are available. And I grew up come out of school in 50 and worked in the union shops and stuff. I had all the benefits of that. But those days are over. We're into a whole different class of electronics and high-tech stuff.
There's still a bunch of jobs. They're just different types of jobs. And since you initially called about the population increase, I've pulled up the population growth over the last 200 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
In the year 1800, there were approximately 1 billion people on planet Earth.
Okay.
That doubled to 2 billion in 1927. So it took 127 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to 3 billion in 1960, 4 billion in 1974. We're right now around 7 billion, expected to hit 8 billion by the year 2025. And Jerry, did you say that you think in like 15 years, we're going to have 50 billion people?
No, no. Every 50 years,
55-0.
The population has been doubling.
Well, the
estimates, in my lifetime, the world population went from about 2 billion to 7.
Yep.
It's just today that the Census Bureau said it was 7.3 billion.
Yep, and the estimate is that by the year 2083, there will be 10 billion, so it's not going to double over the next 50 years.
I don't know how they can do that because you just said it. In the figures I had in 1820, it was 1 billion, the first 1 billion on Earth. It took all of history to get to 1 billion, 1820. In the next 100 years, it doubled to 2 billion.
Well, the good news is as the population increases...
Every 50 years, it's double.
Okay, but just because it's done something in the last 50 years doesn't mean it will continue to do the same thing on into the future. I mean, if you look at the reasons why population expands, I mean, there's different reasons for it. But, you know, in a more agrarian society, it was important to have a whole lot of kids, for instance.
Yes.
Now, in urban couples, for instance, are less likely to have as many kids. In fact,
yes.
Some couples are having none. In Japan, young people aren't even having sex. So they're actually concerned that their population is going to go down over there, as I understand it.
Yep.
So there's different situations all around the world. But one thing that you can count on is that as the population expands, either the market's going to be able to scale up to handle that, or it's not going to, and then people are going to stop having kids because they'll starve to death. So at some point, there's going to be some natural controls put in onto to population.
Right, and the population growth, the rate of growth, has actually declined greatly since the 1960s.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you for the call, Jerry. I appreciate the discussion. There's a lot of people out there that are very afraid of so-called overpopulation. The fact is, the Earth is very available. There's a lot of available land out there. There's plenty of room for expansion. Farming techniques have gotten better. You can yield more crops from one square yard or whatever of a farm than you could 100 or 200 years ago. So the same amount of farming space can feed far more people today than it could in the past.
Right, and we could even feed far more people today if the U.S. government weren't forcing farmers to destroy some of their crops so that they can manipulate the prices.
Right, with their bizarre subsidization of incompetence scheme or whatever you want to call that.
Well, there's the subsidies, plus there's times where, the federal government will just say, nope, this doesn't go to market. It's being destroyed.
Right. That's what I was calling it's like a reverse subsidy or something. I don't know what you exactly call that.
Well, there's direct subsidies.
Yeah.
Where they're, you've got X number of acres of farmland, here's money, and
right.
Then there's the indirect subsidies of, we're buying this product from you for the purpose of destroying it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's still a subsidy to the farmer. It's still money being
right.
handed to the farmers just to do something that's unusual compared to what you expect
right.
a subsidy to do. So, I mean, there's so many different factors here when it comes to overpopulation, but it is an interesting discussion. I don't believe that given the market being free enough that there could be such a thing as overpopulation. And if there were, the market would put incentives into place to disincentivize people from having children. And we're seeing that happen, as you said, from the 1960s. It just doesn't make as much sense for people to have these humongous families anymore. It doesn't make economic sense.
Right.
Anymore.
And, there's so much more access to birth control.
That's
and
true as well.
Moving away from the agrarian society of you need to have 10 children. To have them work on the farm, plus people are living longer and the infant mortality rate is going down.
Yeah, I would say don't worry about it. If you are worried about it, then don't have kids. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a happy new year and be safe out there tonight.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.